Grace and peace to you from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Paul lifts up Christ for us as the ultimate example in humility. As Jesus rode into Jerusalem, we know that he was not only the Son of Man, but the Son of God. He himself was equal to God the Father in every way, uncreated, incomprehensible, eternal, almighty. He himself equal to the Father in majesty and glory. Yet when he rode into Jerusalem, the people wanted to make him their king. But that was not the will of the Father. So instead, Christ humbled himself and submitted himself to another crowd, one who came by night with swords and clubs to arrest him and lead him away to the cross. He was born of a woman so that we could be born of God. He humbled himself so that we could be lifted up. He became a servant so that we could become heirs. He suffered rejection so that we could be his friends. He denied himself so we could freely receive all things. He gave himself so he could bless us in every way. Christ, the pure and spotless Lamb of God, went forth to the cross, though he himself did not deserve to die, but we, in fact, deserve the death he died in our place. The example of humility. For when Christ rode into Jerusalem, he rode to place all of our sins upon himself, so that we could be reconciled to God the Father. For this reason, Paul urges us, have this in mind among yourselves. Everything he did was done for your sake and in your interest. As Luther says, let men therefore, in accord with his example, work every good thing for one another's benefit. Follow in the example of Christ our Lord, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking on the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. If Christ, the only man to ever walk the world without sin, humbled himself to the point of an excruciating death on a cross, how much more should we, as those who have been saved by his loving sacrifice, be stirred to sacrifice ourselves for our brothers and our sisters? Look around the pews at those around you. These are your brothers and your sisters for whom Christ died. We need to be serving one another in love out of the love that God had for us in sending us his Son. Now again, look at the pews, but this time not at the people sitting in them, but all of the empty spaces between. Think of all of those who are members of this congregation who should be sitting in those pews hearing the word of God and receiving his gifts of love and mercy. We have friends. We have family. We can all think of those we know who are missing from our midst. Now again, look and see and think about those people who could be filling those pews. all of those out there in the community of Humboldt, who though they may have heard the name of Christ, they do not truly know him or know what he has done for them for their sake. How he took their sin upon himself and went to the cross so that they might live in freedom in God's mercy and love. Think about that. And let Christ be our example as we humble ourselves and we go out into the world from this place. May the Spirit stir within us so that we boldly confess Christ. It is scary to talk to those who do not know him. It is scary to talk to those who might laugh in our face and mock us. But we are no better than the one who was spit upon as he journeyed to the cross to die for you and for me. He came and he died not just for us, but for the whole world. And there is a whole mass of people who do not know the love of Christ. They do not know what he has done. I know it has been a hot topic in the congregation in the past. We have two services that are half empty. Should we continue with these two services or should we go down to one? Well, I, for one, am of the opinion to keep both services and submit to the humility of Christ as we go out there to fill both of these services so that even more people in Humboldt are hearing of the love of Christ and this place is overflowing with his love and mercy and that his word goes forth and all of those who are lost and alone and hurting and do not know what he has done for them are brought to this place, that they receive his word, that they receive the forgiveness given at this altar in the bread and the wine, that they receive the promises of baptism and know that no matter what they face, no matter what heartache they have, no matter how alone they may feel they are, they know they are Christ's because of what he has done for them in the font that connects them to what he has done for them in the cross. After all, this is our purpose here at St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Humboldt, to glorify the Father who glorified the Son by on the third day raising him from the dead, that we might know that we can walk in the newness of life empowered by the Spirit that is given to us. So as we go out there today and throughout this Holy Week, as we ponder the passion of our Lord, may he be our example of humility, that we talk to our neighbors, our family, and even our enemies, that they might hear of the love of God and be brothers and sisters with us as we come together and worship and receive those gifts of the forgiveness of sins and life everlasting together. And may we too glorify our Father who is in heaven through these works, that all may come to the knowledge of the truth and be saved in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.